Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. We got an amazing program for you tonight, folks. Don't forget to like and share. If you're watching, let me know you're out there. Got a question, either on Blog Talk or on Facebook Live, either on the conversation one or the one that I share to my, because when I share it to my page, if you're writing on there, I can't see it. If you're writing, if I'm on the conversation page, I'll try to flip back and forth. So, you know, thank you so much. What a night we got. I want to thank you so much for tuning in tonight on the conversation, folks. We have so much to get into. Sleepy Joe Biden, 43 years, and was vice president for 8 years and did nothing. Nothing. He's calling, He's calling Donald J. Trump a disaster with race relations. I'll get into what could possibly that be. he attended George Floyd's funeral. I mean, I'd be outraged if Al was there, you know, Al Sharpton. I don't use that first part because he's not what that first part is. You know, Nancy Pelosi reads from the Bible because President Trump visits the church, you know. Does Trump walk into St. John's Episcopal Church? That was damn, you know, Nancy Pelosi can read the Bible. I'm surprised she didn't get burned. I'm going to get into stuff with that. I love it because, I mean, this is how stupid the Democrats are. Every other day you turn around. See, Trump was doing federalism. Leave it up to state by state. You handle these riots. You think you need National Guard? You bring them in. You need your military? You can do National Guard, you know. And where's Trump? Where's the leadership? Why isn't Trump stopping this? Why isn't Trump doing anything? Why isn't he? And then when Trump says, okay, I'm going to start calling National Guard or the military in if needed. That's what I'm going to do. Since the governors can't handle their own problems in their own states. And guess what happens? Ooh. Now, the new Defense Secretary, Mark Esper, you know, he's all like denouncing Trump and all this stuff. And they're like backing this guy, like praising this guy. You can't have it both ways. I'll get into that. I'll get into an update with the Army National Guard, dude. That and much, much more. So welcome, folks, to the conversation. I do hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. Okay, let me see here. Corinthians 5:17. This means that anyone who belongs in Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone and a new life has begun. Think about that as you're going through your evening today. And thank you so much for tuning in. I do have the PayPal link as always. If you want to donate, help out. This ain't free. I pay for all this. The conversation, folks, please like, share. Let me know you're out there if you watch because I have 40 views, 50 views. I've had 1,000. I don't know who's watching. I can't tell, but think about that as you're going through your day-to-day Bible verse, and, you know, got a wonderful conversation for you because, you know, we got, this is what I want to get into first. Trump isn't doing enough. Trump, sorry, he was trying to leave it up to governors. Hopefully they could fix their state. They got riots? Let them take care of it. Let them fix it. California's bankrupt? Why should we bail out California if they're bankrupt? That's their own problem. They need to work out their own issues, okay? He's trying to let every state handle their own problem. Everyone was giving him crap for not doing anything. So what does he do? Okay, we're going to get the National Guard and the military if we need to stop these riots from getting out of hand. And I mean riots. None of this stuff with George Floyd was protests. They're all riots. The defense secretary comes out, Mark, and is like condoning the military and all this National Guard action and all this stuff. And they're praising him. Look at this. Trump, one of Trump's people is against Trump. Look at that. Yeah, like, way to go. Like, what? Well, wait a minute. You can't have it both ways. You can't support a guy that wants no military action or no National Guard action, but then complain that nothing's being done. That's the problem. They had $100,000 pens trying to impeach Obama. Yeah, I wish. No, they had $100,000 pens trying to impeach Trump. A month later, when they were impeaching him, Trump should have been doing more. And when Trump shut down America to coronavirus, to China, so that no one can come, when China and some other countries were being banned from coming to America and to Australia, and we were called, as Australians were called, xenophobic and racist and all this for doing this crap. Guess what? That's when they were saying, oh, we need to hug. We need, well, you can't have it both ways. You can't say Trump didn't do enough when you're trying to impeach him and tell him at the same time that you need to hug and kiss and go to Asian markets. You know, call it, how dare, it's racist to call it the China virus. Well, it originated from China. So we call it that China virus. You can't have it both ways. You can't sit there and complain that Trump's not stepping up and using his power to enact National Guard and the military to stop these riots. And then 2 days later say, well, we support a guy that's against all that. You're going to say Trump's, you know, well, wait a minute here, folks. If Trump isn't jumping, why isn't Trump jumping? But if he jumped, he didn't jump high enough or didn't do this, did whatever. He can't do anything right. And what's scary is the Democrats don't see that every 5 minutes they change their stance. Well, why isn't Trump doing anything? We have all these riots and all these places being looted. Well, he was trying to leave it up to the governors to handle the problems in their own states. But then when he finally took executive privilege and said, okay, if I have to get the National Guard to stop these riots or the military, I'm going to do it. Then they back somebody in his own party that's his own Secretary of Defense, the Defense Secretary. They're backing him that doesn't want that. Well, wait a minute. You either want it or you don't. How can you support this guy but 2 days before said that Trump wasn't doing enough to stop the riots? They didn't say, I've not heard anyone say, well, yeah, Trump needs to step up and dealing with these riots, but, you know, military's not, well, what are they going to do? National Guard is basically forming the military. And first and foremost, that Army National Guard guy, they don't think, well, he was an ex-guardsman, and there was stuff wrong with his uniform, so they instantly flagged him. They don't believe he was wanting to cause harm. They believe he was just there trying to, like, to serve and protect. They don't think he had any ill intention, but he was, I guess, an ex-guard member from what I read. So, but that's the problem in this world, you know? It's sort of like, see, blacks really don't care about black lives, because if they did, they'd be outraged every time a black person is murdered. And that goes on all the time in Chicago and New York and Georgia and Indiana and California and Washington State and maybe not Montana, I don't know, but town. Everywhere, black on black happens, deaths happen all the time, and no one cares. Because they can't get attention from it. But as soon as a cop kills an innocent man and they happen to be of opposite colors, everyone goes nuts. And then you have these idiotical white people that stand with Black Lives Matter that don't know the hypocrisy. Black lives, black people kill black people at a rate 50 times that of white people killing black people. See, black on black death versus white on black death is kind of like saying, okay, we're locked down for COVID-19, but the flu is killing more people. You're outraged at this white cop killing this black guy. But when blacks kill blacks in record numbers, you don't give two bleepity bleeps about them. They don't matter. It can't work that way. You either support all black lives or no black lives. You either support all lives or no lives. You can't sit there and say Trump's not doing enough, and then when he steps up, then you support, then you praise a defense secretary that condones what Trump wanted to do. If you can't see how many times y'all flip-flop, it's ridiculous. Every 5 minutes you flip-flop on what you stand for. Oh, yeah, well, this is I want to get into this real quickly because I'm dealing with lateral epicondylitis. It's actually called tennis elbow. And, you know, I'm one of those crazy people that love acupuncture. And I love cupping, where they put like the cups. Traditionally, they do like, they put like rubbing alcohol, and then they light they use glass and they light a cotton ball. And then when they get a flame in there, when they stick it on your skin, it sucks up with the vacuum and it does immense. I love it. I love acupuncture, you know, and it's just amazing. And I've been seeing Adam Klein at the Klein Clinic, and it's just getting, it feels 100% better. And it's just one of those things that, because like, there's so much missing. When I do these conversations big time, there's so much misinformation. Well, Trump said this, or Pelosi said this, or Biden said that, and I have to do research. And when I didn't know what I had, I looked it up, and after doing tons of research and facts checking, I'm like, okay, I would have never, you never think that, you think, okay, I got a back and spine and neck. That's a chiropractor. You wouldn't think that, hey, he works with like the muscular structure and helps you stretch and does the whole body pretty much. And of course, if there's something like they can't do, like, yeah, okay, yeah, your foot's weight, yeah, I can, if there's muscles that are probably loose or whatever, you know, I can work on that, but, you know, this is way beyond, you know, you need to go to a podiatrist. And that's what people like Adam will do. They'll have you. And so it's one of those things that when you know, if, like I actually had one person that when they saw that, oh, you had cupping done, a friend of mine, Patty. You know, most people look like, what is it? What happened to my... And you have to try to explain, let me get this straight. You got needles in you, and how does that relax you? Oh, it's amazing. If you've never tried acupuncture and you got pain, try it out. If you live locally, Adam Klein's an amazing acupuncturist. He's great. Depending, because I have people who live all around the world that listen. You know, check them out. Check out different people. And it just does amazing things. But, you know, with this elbow, it's getting 100% better, you know, so I've been, you know, but when I had to figure out what I might be dealing with, you know, I had yet to do lots of research, and that's what this conversation does. And that's what, you know, when you do lots of research and you find out, oh, wow, a chiropractor can work on that, because I didn't know if that's something my doctor would diagnose, and then I go to a physical therapist, whatever. So, you know, it's kind of, I like doing the show because you learn about how to do research and how to follow up. And then when you find out that a lot of the doctors you read or things you saw, that's exactly what I've had done. So, you know, I mean, when if you think you have something, do your due diligence. It'll pay. And, you know, it's great to know that I know people that do that stuff, that I can say, hey, is this something you can treat? Yep, okay, great. So if you're local, check Adam out. He's amazing. It's a great. It helps. You know, because a lot of those people can do things that you wouldn't think about. And the worst you can do is call up your local chiropractor, no matter where you live or whatever, and say, hey, I'm dealing with this. Do you do that? Do you do this? You know, so. And that's the big thing I have with the conversation is I get tons of stuff all the time. And, well, can you believe on a hot mic, Nancy Pelosi said this, or Biden said this, or Trump said that, or, and you can never find, I want to find the audio. Where's the audio? And now they're having technology to where they can literally, and I'm not kidding you, to where they can get it to where they can put it to where if you watch this video, you would swear that it was Trump saying this, and it was all digitally done. And they have like these spoof websites where you can make like your own headlines, your own stories and stuff. And what happens with those is now people are taking those stories, those websites, and they're making stuff that instead of making stuff that's so ungodly believable that Nancy Pelosi gave birth to a unicorn, you know, some of the stories are like, and when you get down to the bottom and you read what the website is, you know, it's that site where you can create a story. So, you know, it's fake. Well, thanks, Adam. But it's just one of those things. I mean, do your due diligence, because I always try to, when I do this conversation, try to think about the other side, you know? And it's like, there's no one out there that's like, oh, I love that officer. Can you believe that officer? Isn't it great what he did? It's awesome. No. Not one. I don't know, and unless you're a KKK Democrat, or an Aryan Brotherhood Democrat that hates black people, I don't know anyone that's publicly coming out and saying they support those police officers, the four, because they've all been charged. The main officer is looking at murder two now, not murder three, murder two. No one. The problem most of us have, like me, is okay when thousands of cops do their job and there's no issue. Hundreds of black people die all the time, and no one's outraged. Those two Colts players. Oh, yeah, I forgot. That was a Mexican illegally that killed them. I was furious when that happened. I was mad, and I would love to find out when that actually happened to see if I can go back into Facebook, because I know I tweeted, and I know I talked about, where's the outrage? Where's Black Lives Matter? Why don't these Colts players matter? You know, I've started a GoFundMe page so that we can get Drew Brees a new spine, a spinoplasty, where you take his spine out. Because you may not agree with, I hope you don't agree with 100% of what I say, but you should. Okay, yeah. So what? You may not agree with everything I say, but you should, I have liberal friends that they have the right to say what they want to say. And one of my friends, she's like, I hope you never lose the right, because I'm not conservative at all. I'm a liberal, but I think it's wrong that they're taking your viewpoint down, that they try to censor you. I don't want you to be censored ever. And I'm like, well, I want you to be able to speak your opinion too. You know, it's fun to go on Facebook and report CNN as spam and stuff. It's fun. I've been kicked off a Hillary Clinton page because no one could debate me because they couldn't that they hadn't. Here's the facts. In that email case, supposedly a judge said that she's going to be forced to testify and forced to speak on it. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. But when you have Trump, let me see here. Trump is a disaster with race relations. What do you mean? Having the lowest unemployment rate for women, blacks, and Hispanics, historic lows. If that's called disaster of race relations, then I want that. If that means the Criminal Justice Reform Act that freed hundreds of black people that were wrongfully convicted, that were in prison for no reason, except for probably the color of skin, if that's race relations disaster, I want that. I want anyone that's been wrongfully imprisoned freed. That's not a black or white issue. If you were wrongfully convicted, you should be released. I mean, all they can do is harp on Trump being racist. Trump didn't do enough. We had a pandemic and Trump didn't do enough with it. What do you mean he didn't do enough? You're the ones there with $100,000 pens saying you want to impeach the guy. And now you're telling me when you had the pens, he didn't do enough? When you called him a xenophobe and Australia was called racist and xenophobic because they banned people from China coming into their country to prevent the spread of the COVID-19, and you're calling him xenophobic and racist in Australia for doing that, but now you're saying at that exact moment he should have been doing more. You can't have it because they hope that their party does not realize that, oh, at the moment that you're talking about now, you were wanting people to go to Chinese markets. You were wanting people to hug Chinese people, French kiss them, and make out with them, and eat at their buffets. And if you as a person in America can't see that every 2 minutes the Democrats switch sides on what they support, well, Trump needs to do more because of all these riots. And then when he steps up, oh, look at this. His Secretary of Defense doesn't think you should be doing any of that. All the National Guard stuff, that shouldn't be happening. The military, that shouldn't happen. Well, wait a minute. It either needs to happen because Trump needs to step up and do what the governors and mayors aren't, or it doesn't need to happen. You can't have it both ways. You can't change your viewpoint every 2 seconds. It's about America. It's not about the right side or the left side. It's about what's best for America. It's about saying, hey, if Trump's doing the right thing, you need to back him and stand with him. If blacks are at historic unemployment rate lows and women and Hispanics are at historic unemployment rate lows, then wouldn't you want to keep that going? No. They don't want to keep it going because they rely on the people being dependent. They want the minorities to be enslaved through government programs. That's what they want. They want you doing that. They want you doing that. They want you on a program that, well, this is how much rent you pay. If you make over this much, then you don't get that rent for that much. Well, and if you do the math, you need to be making way more than the maximum they allow for you to pay that much in rent. You won't be able to survive. And as soon as you make one penny over that maximum allowed amount, then you have to pay back all that rental assistance that they gave you, that $200 or $300 a month. And you're going to have to try to figure, okay, I'm not making it the way it is now because I made one penny too much trying to get ahead. Now I got to figure out where I'm coming up with $300 a month times 4 months. And that's the problem. And if anyone is interested, by the way, at 7 o'clock, Victory Temple Church of God, go to their Facebook page After this, I got Bible study. I can't wait. It's awesome. It's a good time. Get to hang with my church folk. And I can't wait because Friday, June 19th, via Sky Sports, Tottenham Hotspurs, Manchester United football is back in the Premier League. It's kind of funny because I've seen it all now because I've seen like the Bundesliga where they just had it where they have the football players with no fans, and now what they're doing is they're like dubbing in like fans cheering. Now I wonder how they do that because do they have a way if like a player scores to instantly switch fans cheering to like going nuts when they score? Because how do they can because if the audio is not like it's from like another game or something, and you just have fans in the background, how do they control if they score a goal? How do they make them cheer real loud? I don't know, but they like in the second week of the Bundesliga, they had like digitally. You know how they have like I forget what they call it, but they have like laugh tracks on like TV shows. They had that to where like when they had like so. I mean, to me, it was kind of neat not having an audience. It made it, I mean, if you're not going to have an audience in the stadium, you might as well not have fake. But, you know, it's just going to be interesting to see it coming back and what's going on. Tony Oliveira, let me see. Oh, I got to do some, hold on, let me see. No, I don't think it was him. Where are we at? Where are we at? I got to check something. Got to check my stats. 20 seconds. Timo Werner is going to Chelsea. It's been tweeted. He's in that. It's basically they've got to sign the dotted line when it comes time. He's actually announced it. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Thank you.
But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see because, you know, I'm just talking a little Premier League just ahead because, like, I know the last couple weeks I haven't. Oh, wow. We're almost over. I got 7 minutes left, and the Premier League's not happened. I haven't talked about it yet, but, you know, I'm surprised. See, here's another thing. I think Trump needs to come out against reading the Bible. And someone goes, what do you mean? Well, Nancy Pelosi, because Trump went to a church and all this and visited that. She got a Bible, and, of course, one of her aides that probably gets more money than God knows what to do with probably highlighted two Bible quotes that she read from, and I'm surprised she didn't burn alive.
Well, you know, she's a wonderful Catholic.
Yeah. Well, actually, they've kind of denounced her, like, hey, if you're going to support abortions, then unfortunately, yeah, you shouldn't. They've refused it for communion and everything to her. So, but anyways, I just want to hear if Trump came out against reading the Bible, I just want to hear the Democrats be like, okay, yes, we're working on legislation to get the Bible back in schools. Can you believe Trump does not want us to read the Bible? Are you kidding me? I just want to hear, because they can't support Trump. They can't stand for anything he stands for. So if he would be against the Bible, they couldn't be against it. They'd have to be for it. They would have to be for it. That'd be just hilarious. I just want them to be against a bunch of crazy stuff just to see them, like, just to see what the Democrats do to go the exact opposite. I, your president, am in support of H2O, that is oxygen. Yes, that's right, folks. President Trump today went to the Rose Garden and came out with a press conference endorsing the great things of oxygen. Can you believe it? I mean, really, you're going to put false hope in the people with oxygen?
It's so polluted. How can he say that that's good?
We're going to have to hold our breath now because he said oxygen is great. You know, are you serious, Nancy Pelosi? You reading the Bible? Really? Oh, Lord. But that's, you know, but that, they don't have any, I mean, do they really see how bad they are? Obviously not. I mean, because Trump's not, you know, if you call criminal justice reform, letting hundreds of black people that were wrongfully convicted go, if you have lowest unemployment rates for women, black, and Hispanics, and you're going to tell me that that's a race, they're hoping that their people on their side, their little college kids, don't know any better. They don't know. They don't follow Trump. But when you move forward, it's like back in, like when Trump was running and when Trump had just become president, who do you think said this? And they play quotes from Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And else. Well, that would have to be, you know, Sarah Palin that said that, you know. And it was Hillary Clinton that said that. It's one of those things that people don't get. People don't care. They don't know. Oh, that was Trump that said that. No, that was actually Bill Clinton that said that. What? Huh? And they're like a deer in headlights because they would never in a million years know that. What? See, if Trump was a book, it would have been shut down for plagiarism 50 times over, because 90% of what he said was an exact quote or an exact speech of Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton or somebody on the left. And that's facts. But, you know, I mean, you had Floyd's memorial service. I'd have been outraged having Al Sharpton there. And Biden, and Joe Biden attended, are you kidding me? I wouldn't want that guy. That's a disgrace, too. I wouldn't. Remember, folks, if you have to decide whether you're voting for me or Trump, then you ain't black. If you're black and you're not Democrat, then there's something wrong with you. Then you're an Uncle Tom. Because you have to be a Democrat if you're black. There's no other way around it. Anyone that's going to sit here and tell me that a Republican can be black, they're wrong. Every black person has to be Democrat. We own them. That's what Joe Biden was basically saying. Oh, we own you. We're Democrats. We own you. We own you. Oh, I do have the PayPal link too, if you want to donate to the program, because I pay for everything in here. Got about 25, just over 25 minutes left in the program, folks. So, you know, this all this equipment's not cheap. So, but yeah. But thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world on Blog Talk Radio. And that's what I think one of the fascinating things about Blog Talk is when you, like, find out that you get people listening from what is Afghanistan, okay? And you look up this country, never heard of them, try to find out about them. And it's fascinating. Because, like, where we live, we have the Tippecanoe County Historical Association, and they're doing a bunch of feast artifacts and going through the archives and pulling out these artifacts that hardly ever get shown to the public, and she's taking pictures and showing them so that we can. So now when I go to the Feast of the Hunter's Moon, which is a local thing, I can look up, yeah, clay pipes, yeah, they wouldn't look like that. Yeah. Wow, that's what. And it's neat to see these are beads that they found and things that, you know, it's interesting to see or find artifacts that you wonder what they are. Like, what was this used for? But it's just interesting. And so it's just one of those things. I'm trying to see because I got a notification. Ah, here it is. Okay. But yeah, it's just one of those things that people, it makes you wonder, like, what did this use for? What did that use for? And you got to know your history to know, you know, that's why they have Auschwitz still up, so that they don't never forget where they came, so that they don't repeat it. I mean, we don't have in this country a race problem. There's always, and let me explain, there's always going to be one, there's always going to be some people that are racist. You're always going to have someone that, well, this person is better than that person better than this person. And that's, I mean, this George Floyd thing is going worldwide, because we have to be outraged at a white cop killing a black man, and not outraged at a black man killing a black man or a white man killing a white man. I mean, when they had that issue around the White House on Monday, they were tear gassed. No, there was no tear gas. Yeah, well, people say there was, and of course, it makes me want to puke. Acosta, that waste of space. He keeps asking the same question over. No, we talked to people, and they said there was gas, and they said no, there was no. What do you think about all those people that are outraged? Said what? Like the two people? I'd love to meet George Acosta. I'd say, well, actually, on Monday, I don't think the president did enough. They should have done more. You're saying you have people that are outraged, and I didn't think he did anything. But they should have done 10 times more. And they should have waited until, and you should have invited Fredo to come in, and Pierre Delecto should have been there, and Nancy Pelosi could have been out there. Why not bring Chuck Schumer and Harry Reid and all of them, just put them all out there, and then you can sit there, then you can do what you were going to do even more, Trump, you know, so that smoke canister at him. You know, and then I love his press secretary. She ain't taking no guff. Oh yeah, well when this guy's on life support, when this cop died, when these four were shot, oh yeah. When police are actually protecting themselves now. And now the big thing is George Floyd has been tested positive for coronavirus and was just having trouble breathing due to the coronavirus. Now there's evidence that people are saying that that officer was in the wrong 100%, but now it may not be him that actually caused the death. Not condoning what he did at all. It's just crazy. I mean, I know when I had COVID-19, I'm 99% sure I couldn't breathe. But you have, I mean, I'm going to get into this really quickly before I get into some cannabis stuff. But you have Senator Kelly Loeffler. Like they're going into these insider trading allegations where all these people had millions of dollars of stock in companies that they sold them right before they came out and locked us all down when they were having coronavirus briefings. I can't reveal sources, but I have someone, I mean, I have two people that the second week at the hospital, they were like, why are we, after the second week, why are we locked down? This makes no sense. And when one was going to blow the whistle, they threatened her. Because she was wanting to come out like, why are we locked down? So many hospitals, because you can't go visit anybody in a hospital. So if my wife gets sick and has to go to the hospital, I can't see her. Yeah. I want to see that. I want to see them. Yeah, you better get the Indiana National Guard, the Michigan National Guard, you better get the National Guard from all 50 states. You better get Rambo, because if you think my wife's going to be in the hospital without me there, you got another thing coming. but she can't be there. And unless you got a life or death surgery, they're not doing anything. Half of these hospitals, they have a third of this hospital, two-thirds of the hospital closed because unless it's life or death emergency, they're not doing any of the procedures. And nurses are losing jobs. Both of my informants are out of jobs. They're out of jobs because they have no work. Because there's no COVID-19 patients, but you can't go have any procedure done because they're still not allowing any non-essential procedures to be done. So if you have to have a gallbladder or anything, no, nothing. Unless it's life, unless you're on the verge of dying. But people don't care. I mean, they wanted to come out as whistleblowers. Good luck. Two dozen cannabis retailers were looted over the weekend in LA, including Cookies and MetaMen. Yeah, that's right. Now, maybe if they pass that stuff out, yeah, what were we here for? Man, those are good gummy bears. Man, you gotta try on them cookies, man. They're good. Oh, what were we all out here for, man? Huh? Yeah. Pass out joints to one of those riders, you'd have peace for like the 10 minutes of smoking it. I remember I was watching a history special where they were trying to find a way to introduce acid to the enemy because it would render them useless. We need to find a way to fly over those things with like, Okay, by the time they come through after that introduction of acid, they won't remember why they were there. Good as gold. You know? But it's sad. This is where some people, MedMen and Cookies, is a lot of people get their medicine from them. And where are they going to, Let's loot and trash places. Now they have nowhere to shop. They can't get their meds. They can't do this. They can't. But who cares? George Floyd's life matters, but anyone else's, whatever. You know, there's evidence that if you have like bipolar, or if you have schizophrenia, or you're a manic depressant, that psychedelics are actually showing very good promise to permanently reverse it. The cannabis works. But the problem you have now is now that CBDs, now everyone carries it. You go to little gas stations and they're like, oh, they got like CBD vape pens. Or and then a guy like pulls out like a shoebox. Oh, I got the flower too, look. And I just start talking to them because I'm sure they have no clue what. So what is that? What's the, you know, okay, is that an indica sativa? What do you got? Da da da. And I just like, and some of this stuff's so ridiculously expensive. I'm like, yeah. No, if I'm gonna buy cannabis, like CBD flower, I'm going to a reputable place. And then I talk to them and see if they know what they're talking about. But it's going to be interesting to see moving forward what's going to happen with all this. I mean, because when I was talking to a lady yesterday, she's like, oh, What do you mean price go down? I said, in Washington State, they had like 8 years of cannabis. So it's kind of interesting to see. I mean, I think it's going to get to the point where, okay, here's an ounce of CBD flower for like $30. Because it's going to be so abundant because people are just going to start growing it and growing it and growing it. So it's going to be interesting to see moving forward, you know, because it'd be that way, you know, and I think you'll be able to see more and more like CBD creams and stuff that are more potent. Because I know when I was in Colorado on my honeymoon, I got some. It's like, yeah, it says like, oh, so like every time I rub it in, there's like 2 milligrams of, okay, I need more than 2 milligrams per. Oh, you mean that whole little jar only is 50 milligrams? That's not much CBD at all. But it's not, it's better than nothing. But, you know, it's just one of those things that a lot of people, I think it's going to, and then the competition's going to strive to make it better. And that's one, and that's a good thing. But then you get all these companies like, you know, throw away your CBD and read this. And then it's like for, and then it's like 80 pages. It seems like, well, if you've ever had CBD and it didn't work, it's probably because it wasn't really CBD. And da 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 da. And we found a way to take CBD down to its molecular structures and free bases so that it gets in your system 50 times and absorb. I'm like, okay, it works for me, so. I don't get that, you know, and I hate those, and that's the biggest thing, especially like with this tennis elbow that I do with the lateral epicondylitis. There's all these like, this is the trick that doctors don't want you to know to cure it in one. No, it's going to take more than one. You're going to have to constantly work on it and stretch it and ice it down very well. Take your Dixie cups with water and put it on there and ice it really, really well and do your stretches. And there's no simple cure fix. But it's just one of those things that people don't realize. You know, and when you get into cannabis, it's not a joke. It's a plant that needs to be taken seriously. Just like the magic mushrooms need to be taken seriously because they're showing massive promise in reversing depression. To where you're not needing medication. To where if you're manic depressant, you're not needing medication long term. If you're bipolar, it reverses that. If you're schizophrenic, it reverses that. But then I know so many people that would never in a million, I'm like, well, it could cure you. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But what's the hurt in trying? Let's see, you know, give it that college try and see what happens. I mean, if you didn't hallucinate from it, You'd probably have a lot of, yeah, let's look at it. It's like if cannabis never got you high, you would never, it'd be legal 100% because people would never have a problem. Just because you can get messed up and that's why people like, oh yeah, you're just doing it to get high. You're not trying to actually get relief. That's why whenever I have ever used it, people are like, oh, you're just.
There are people who use it just to get high.
Yeah, but they assume that that's everybody.
Oh, I know.
And like, oh, no, well, I don't. And now I realize that, hey, I was severely in pain. I was having all these issues, and I was just going AWOL because, hey, I can go and do, and I'm not having issues. Swallow. Love you. Love y'all. I do. Time to get into some Premier League news. It's just amazing. We're getting back to the Premier League. The football season's getting ready to get back into full swing. June 19th, Tottenham Hotspurs, Manchester United, But it's going to be interesting. I don't know if they're going to dub over, like, an audience or not. It was kind of neat to see the games with, like, no sound.
That was German, right?
Yeah, that's the Bundesliga. That's the German Liga. It's the higher Liga from Germany. But, you know, I didn't know a couple of the games as other teams. I'm like, who cares? It's live. But it's like, you wonder if, like, they're going to dub, because it was kind of neat but weird at the same time, not having any audience. But anyways, it's one of those things that, like, it was kind of neat but weird to, like, when you could hear them talking and the echoes and all that. But then, like, oh, I don't know if people were turned off by it, so they dubbed the audience in. Who knows?
It was a little freaky.
It was, but it was different, though. Because how often are you ever going to have that? But, you know, when you look at it...
For the next 5 years.
Yeah.
I said, rolling my eyes.
But Timo Werner is apparently going to Chelsea. It's confirmed. Once always, you know, it's been tweeted by him. It's been all the dots have been crossed. I's have been dotted. There goes Liverpool or Manchester United getting them. So it's going to be interesting to see. I don't know.
Did Manchester want him?
I thought we might be in for him, but since we're going to keep a... from what I was told is if we wanted to keep a Gallagher to the end of the season, the last 9 games, he had to stay till January or else he'd have to go back to China. So to keep him for the last 9 games, they kept him until January. So me and Mark and many other people don't believe we're going to go for a striker because we got a Gala. But then the odds of us getting someone in January, it's rare. Us getting Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah, but this is going to be different because you're going to have a lot of people do a lot of different things that's rare to be done because of this transfer window and everything that's happened. No one has any money but Manchester United, so they could.
We'll have to wait and see, yeah.
I mean, am I wrong?
Not really.
I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. Let me see how much time I got left. But it's just nice that we're going to get the season completed and see what happens. I think as long as we can get into the top 4 and get into the Champions League next year, we'll get Jadon Sancho. I think he wants to come. They need to be working on it, but I think it's a stipulation. I think a lot of players, it's a stipulated thing where, okay, we want to sit there and know that you're going to be like, yeah, I want to come if you're in Champions League, not if you're in Europa League. So we're going to have to wait and see with that and everything going on there. Because Erling Haaland, you know, he's got a 2-year release clause before, you know, we can't wait 2 years. We didn't get him. We need to move on. You know, like, should we bring back Memphis Depay? That was like a year ago. No, he left. I usually don't want to bring someone back, but I don't know. Well, it's just going to be interesting to see moving forward with this transfer window. And I didn't have a chance to look up to see what Sonny Gaz tweeted about. Let me see if I can find that real quick. Because I follow him on Twitter. So I might be able to find out.
Don't let me forget that Gaz. Walk over
there. Okay. I just want to see if they have anything. Because some of the guests were supposed to announce some big thing. And I'm just wanting to see if it, what happened. Because he was supposed to sign a huge, like make a big announcement. So, I don't know. Like, I know Fabrizio Romano on the 3rd was going to tweeted something about there was a big announcement and I mean, the biggest announcement is that Timo Werner is basically signing with Chelsea. He's admitted it's going to happen. So, and it's going to be good till June 2025. Now, he said he's going to sign. It could change. I mean, at the flip of a hat, something could go wrong. So, it's going to be interesting. So, we'll have to see. But Chelsea will pay RB Leipzig £55 million. So I guess he's, well, Timo Werner has already spoken with directly with Frank Lampard. So I would have loved to have had him at United, but, you know, Chelsea, congrats. You did the deal. We suck at transfers. We do. 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 United, they suck at transfers. We need to be, and I think we have Jadon Sancho in the bag. If we were going to be guaranteed Champions League football, we would be in the bag. And I would come because, you know, you're going to work with Paul Pogba, more than likely, and Bruno Fernandes. And Anthony Martial. And we've brought in so much youth that as they develop, we're going to have some players. We've got about 90 seconds left in the program. We got some, you know, if we can keep Mason Greenwood and some of the young players, they're only going to get better. Some of the youth, we need to just say, hey, you're not going to get first team football. Loan them out. Loan them out to some clubs. You know, loan them out to some clubs and get them out doing stuff. You know what I'm saying? Get some good experience. So, I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I got the PayPal links down below. Don't forget to like and share. You know? And if you're ever dealing with something, whether it's tennis elbow or whatever, do your research. Like I have to do just from everyday conversation, and that kind of helped me out. You know, so I want to thank you so much. And remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, who mutually put to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye. Look, when